Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the Draft Podcast. Let's start the show.
Look at me. I'm Dwight LeVar Burton.
Nobody can even hear what you're popping through.
I know. I'm just waiting for you guys to stop talking for it to play.
Oh, okay. Let's stop talking, James.
Yeah. Hey, shut up, Andy. Like, he's trying to play a sound for us.
On three, let's stop talking.
Okay.
Are you going to count or am I counting?
I don't. Why would you ask me to count? It was your idea.
Drew, are you going to count?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, one. Two. Oh,
wait, you're not going to start with three?
Sorry.
You said on three.
Yeah.
If you start with three, that's when we start.
Right.
Three.
It's so nuclear, we call it.
Nuclear.
Well, that was worth it.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I wish we kept talking.
I wish I'd never said the number three.
We're going nuclear today, guys.
What does that mean?
That means we're blowing it up.
Blowing it up, man.
Oh, yeah, but we're not even like
we're not even doing the thing we do.
No, but we are kind of
the construct of our fucking show.
Dude, it's neutral.
I got some stuff you should read.
Neutrally.
Neutral.
Yeah. So neutrally.
It's so neutral. It's neutral.
It's neutral new day. What? I don't know what that means, but
it's a neutral day. Yes, it is.
What up, fuckers? It's your boys from the Draft Pod. It's March, so shouts to God Sham God. We don't be balling on these bitches on the court. We cross them up with our moves on the dance floor. Let's work a little something and wave our damn hands. Don't stare too deeply because you'll get caught in a trance. Dropping shots like we're ice cold. Have you chanting for us like bowl bowl. Majestic as fuck like some damn swans. We come together like Mo and Franz. Come at us and we'll get flagrant like Schultz. Move around you swiftly like Markel Fultz. Hit you hard as hell like some damn street drugs. Come harder through your chest than Jalen Suggs. Make you fall in love with a king like Andero. We impressive as fuck like Bancaro. Not listening to us spit is so damn tragic. Because Draft Pod boys are so damn magic.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Man, that was fucking
baby.
Amazing. I love that.
You know, a little song.
That's going to be my new ringtone.
I like that.
I'm going to make that the background on my phone.
I like that.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Somebody just run into your room and steal the microphone?
Like, I would give it to them. They don't have to steal it.
It's like the knockoff version of the Kool-Aid man. I like that.
Like he's drunk. He's filled with whiskey instead of Kool-Aid. Who did you say?
Oh, no. I like that.
Oh, no.
Wait, you said, oh, no, but you also like it?
Yeah. Oh, no, but yeah. As well.
You're doing like a Grover thing now.
I don't know. I don't have that in me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're like the Flavor Aid men.
Flavor Aid?
Yeah. We can't even bust through a door. We have to fucking knock on it.
Flavor Aid, hello?
Oh, no, I like that.
Oh, shit. You're fucking giving me COVID over here.
Oh, man. Can't spell COVID without VID. Shout out to videos.
Shout out to
been
videos.
Watching you for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking music, videos, baby.
VHSs. You know, whatever.
TXs?
All kinds of videos.
Home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Home. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to home, man.
Hell yeah.
I've been living in it. Tape. You know what else is taped?
Oh, the little tab when you bust it off, so that way you can retape over it.
That's true. That's and right. Ace Ventura's junk. Not Ace Ventura's junk, but the guy he was chasing.
Ray Finkel?
Ray Finkel. Oh, that's Ray right. Finkel,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a little something weird.
Lois Einhorn is a man.
I'm White LeVar Burton.
Oh, God. We're still doing that. that's something the Flavor Aid man says.
Yeah. Oh, no. I like that. I'm White LeVar Burton.
He's so drunk. Flavor Aid man is just so drunk.
It's a powder. It's a Flavor Aid powder packet in a fucking. In a pitcher of whiskey.
Yeah. It's like dark brown.
Oh, man.
You know what today is, guys? That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. Hell that yeah, is man. So Raven.
Yeah. Hey, what do we. I think we did something this past couple of days ago, and that's why we're a day late. What do we do? I can't remember.
My baseball draft, my fantasy baseball draft.
Yeah.
I think I got a fucking killer squad.
Nice.
Yeah, man. It was really fucking good. Sorry for the delay, guys. Delays in episodes, but you know, I was a lot of brainstorming. I just didn't have it in me.
Yeah. Also, we couldn't record because my thighs still hurt. Like,
because you're a dancing machine,
dude. We were all dancing machines, weren't we?
I think we were. Yeah. But you're like a machine. I'm like a dancing cranked up. Gear type of deal.
Yeah,
like you have gears in me and you have to have somebody like crank that thing.
Yeah, dude, I wish somebody would have cranked me off.
James is I wish somebody would have cranked me off too. James is like the steampunk version of a machine, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, you gotta wind me up.
Yeah,
dude, I'll wind you up.
Me, you gotta. I'm kind of like the DeLorean. You just have to throw garbage in me, and I go.
You know what's crazy about winding up?
Huh.
Like if somebody's reading it on paper, they could say "winding up."
That's true. You know.
Yeah.
I don't want.
And then that would make any sense if somebody said it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
You know
fight
what really
it.
Winds me up?
That's true. I mean, how are you supposed to know? Like, what are they saying? What do they really mean? What do they mean inside their heart? Are they winded or are they winded?
You know? I don't know, but shout out to gay bartenders everywhere.
Shout out
Jeff Klein.
The wines of change are really coming.
The wines of change are coming. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Jeff Klein, I understand why you're so good. We had a little adventure, the draft pod. And we'll get to the whole thing, but the reason why I just
said we're starting at the gay bartenders, apparently.
My God, the drink concoctionators. I didn't mean to put.
Yeah, you did. Go on. Just move past it.
The drink concoctionators, the DJs in them, the energy. All of it, like, there's something about some gay bartenders that I'm like, that's all I want the rest of my life. It's just gay bartenders.
It was comfortable, you know, like, they made the drink, they fucking looked you in the eyes and smiled the whole time. You know, it was amazing. I loved it.
Like, what was fucking great is, like, again, like, there's songs that I wouldn't think to play.
Oh, dude, the music was fucking flames inside.
The music selection
and we should say
incredible.
Arcade 1-Up. Like, let's shout them out because, my God, it's like a little retro style arcade that serves alcohol and drinks and whatnot. It's a bar. Yeah. It's a full bar.
Dorito pies.
And it's right next to the fucking Amway Center.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Orlando, Florida.
Dude.
Right there on Church Street.
Yeah.
An arcade bar, especially with great. That's the other thing. Phenomenal decor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The aesthetic was outstanding for sure.
It's one of the best bar experiences I've had that I can kind of remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's cool about it is because like Drew was saying, the way that they section everything off and like you have different like areas,
like the Barbie room. The Barbie room was so dope.
This is the Barbie room. This is the Goonies room. This is Saved by the Bell. This is Ghostbusters Firehouse. This is Ninja Turtles area. Yeah. Like it was and then you can go place to place and like take a different picture.
Here's the Max.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucking incredible. Yeah.
Castle Grayskull.
Grayskull. Game of Thrones.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which we fucking
it back on me.
Yeah. You know? We dropped that fucking barrier, didn't we? We got up in there.
Got up inside of it.
I saw some dudes do it that came in, and I was like, hey, if they can do it, I'm gonna fucking drop the barrier too. I'm gonna sit on the throne. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, as the prince of one up. To sit on my throne as the prince of one up.
Yeah. The Fresh Prince section.
Yeah, exactly. So I know I'm starting like not even where we ended, because we didn't end there. Let's just get let's go. Like the dudes, three of us went to an Orlando Magic game.
Yeah.
First off, wifey booked a bougie ass hotel. I didn't really realize it.
I loved it.
But it was a fantastic hotel. And it was right next to the arena. Like badass, but like
That you had to go up 18 flights to get to the lobby.
I know, man. What the fuck, you're in a lobby and then they're like, no, you don't check in here, this isn't the lobby,
this is just a guy that stare at you doing weird shit in the middle of the night.
He's like, this is just the lobby, this isn't the this is a lobby, not the lobby.
Right. All I want to know is what goes on floors 2 to 17.
Yeah, I know.
Like, do you think it's like John Wick style? Like, where, like, I don't know, there's some like weird shit going on those floors, and then at night it just turns into like a fight and sex dungeon. I mean, I know John Wick didn't have the sex dungeon part, but like,
but you added that in real life. In real life, John Wick would have a sex dungeon. It's just
no doubt
put that in the movie, because otherwise it'd get the X rating.
Yeah. Dude, floors 2 to 5, fight dungeon. 6 to 9, sex dungeon. 10 to 17, fight dungeon. So you got up to floor 18 and there was a sky bar. So I walk up, I'm like scrubbing out, right? I just took a drive from the old Jayville.
I thought that meant jerking off at first, like scrubbing out. I was like, why'd you get off the elevator jerking off right into the fucking sky
just
bar?
Just letting people know I'm here.
Just throw his sweatpants.
Yeah.
Had my breakaways on, started jerking off right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm pushing this fucking buggy and all of a sudden there's a bunch of people dressed up nice. And they're like, what's that dude doing scrubbing off over there?
He's all scrubbed out.
Yeah.
Look at him, penis in hand, scrubbing out.
But yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, the hotel, dope as hell. Then we went to the Magic game and we ate some bomb ass food.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Yeah, we had some fucking killer tickets. Like we got into like this fucking lounge access where they just had like fucking all different types of meats. Fucking amazing dinner.
Charcuterie.
They had fucking nachos and hot dogs and a fucking candy bar wall. You get whatever the fuck you want. Free.
Dude, they had something with a word called adobo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know that's good food when you see the word adobo.
Yeah. And there was fucking elote in the fucking line.
Like fancy elote, not like
It was like
real G elote.
Yeah, it wasn't 100% like perfect elote, but it was still, I mean, there was elote in the lounge.
It was like elote.
There's elote in the lounge.
But man, it was so fun watching the game. You know, seeing the Magic get that dub.
I was really happy to see this basketball experience.
Well, I did tell James on the way home, it's not my first basketball experience, but it's my first NBA. Because okay. I did see the world famous Washington Generals when I was a kid. So.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Yeah. Get scrubbed off by the Globetrotters.
Yeah, those fucking cheaters.
Scrubbed them off real good.
Yeah. So how did you enjoy your first basketball game experience?
It's good, man. It's it keeps you entertained for sure. I did not know that they like played music through the whole fucking thing.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like they're like, oh, it doesn't matter if people are playing right now. DJ's gonna DJ.
Oh yeah,
that's the thing about the games for the basketball.
Yeah,
there's no downtime.
Yeah,
like in football games or baseball games or whatever, there will be like these downtimes. In the NBA, they're like, we're not gonna let you lose interest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's like you know, in football, like the music plays like in between plays, and in baseball it's like walk up music and, you know, in between innings, but like that's just like in fact, like some dude, of the quietest times were in timeouts when they were like, all right, now we gotta explain this thing we're doing with the crowd.
Yeah. Oh man, that's so true.
You were lucky too, Drew, because like you got to have stuff as a mascot. Like that motherfucker does not stop. Like he's always up to some stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's always got stuff going on.
Yeah, I did watch him stiff arm a little kid to run down, which was really funny.
Oh, dude, man. I'm telling you, he stuffed his ass.
And we got to see the fucking goat, the goat of ushers.
Oh my god, yeah. Beth! Shout out Beth,
dude. She was not fucking playing.
Oh my god, she even like I feel like it was like fourth quarter, and I was trying. Actually, it was as we were leaving.
The end of the game.
It was the game.
And I was like, me, Beth, and then I walk out, and you walk behind me, and she's like, "Excuse me, sir, where's your wristband?"
Yeah. I was like, Beth, I've been sitting next to you this whole game. You've watched me go get 15 beers. Like, you know I have the yellow wristband, Beth. Like, shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
but, hey, shout out Beth. I mean, she's
just doing her job. She checked me, too. Job. She's like, wrist. And I was like, bam. And she's like, all right. Just gave me kind of the nod of approval kind of
thing. She was so upset, too, with the guy that was like down at the lower level, like
he had nipples with him.
He kept like looking, like she kept pointing down, like he just let you pass, like. And like I see her go down there one time and talk to the old man, like there's people coming up this way without wristbands on.
She was keeping it. She was holding everyone accountable.
Yeah.
She was not playing.
Fucking born to do it, dude. Like there's basketball players out on the court living their dream, and then there's Beth in the fucking stands living her fucking dream.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out Beth.
That is a sweet gig though.
Yeah, it is. Like, she just sat and watched the game with us.
Yeah. Like a retirement gig? Like hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's tight for sure.
Dude, that's so much better than like Walmart greeter.
Yeah.
Like, why do I want to talk to all of these weird ass people that don't want to talk to me when I'm saying, hey, how you doing? And then they just walk by me. But at the game, who cares? I get to sit down and watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And
what a sweet. I'm going to like move close to a stadium when I retire. Just that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's a legit idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. I'm going to live on floors P6 through P9 in the AC hotel. And we just work at.
I like that.
Amway Center.
That was the basketball game portion. You guys got anything else on the basketball game portion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got this to the rookie of the year, you know.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Fucking A. And also like when Bol Bol ran past me in the line for the lounge, and like just see, I love Bol Bol. Like I've been talking about him for years now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just having him run by, all he did was run by me.
You liked him when he was on the Nuggets and he didn't even play.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now you like him on the Magic and he didn't even play.
Exactly. I know. But he ran by me, and the only thing I could think to say is Bol Bol. All I could say.
For those who maybe don't, you know, find this as exciting, you know, the Draft Pod listeners, but they will find one thing exciting, and that's what we've apparently found number two on the list of thighs after
Cam Thomas.
Winston Dukes.
Yeah,
Andy would not stop talking about them thighs.
Dude. One time his ankles, his ankles just gave out because they were like, shit, I'm trying to hold up these thighs.
That's too much thigh work. Yeah. Cam Thomas, number 24 on the Brooklyn Nets. Remember that, because that dude is going to be fucking big time in the NBA. Dude. Like, he is.
He's already big time. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. He's got them thighs, but he's going to be like, he's going to be
big thime.
He's going to be Winston Duke level fucking NBA player.
He's big time, but like the, but like the, the seasoning.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, the boys don't know we're doing this, but this is fucking halftime of our Raven draft. So here we are.
Okay.
We're going to do hottest cartoon MILFs.
Oh,
round
shit.
Of 64.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do a bracket?
Special bracket right now. Got to go quick, apparently.
Special Laura, bracket. Here we are.
Lila Test is, but
we got Laurel Lightfoot. I don't know what she's from, versus Lila Test.
I'm going to go with Lila Test because that pencil skirt, you know?
Yeah, I'm into Lila. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to be the tiebreaker, so if you guys can't agree, I'll break the tie.
All right.
All right, old Lila Test moves on versus... Wait, hold on. Goofy's mother versus Bambi's mother. We don't have a picture, but I remember what that shit
was. Dead mother?
Did this shit fuck up already?
Yeah, it might have, but we'll just keep going.
I can't remember what Goofy's mom looks like.
I don't think it's Lila Test who...
It's not.
They
can
have
you hit, can you hit the refresh button up there and it'll refresh it? Go, like,
ooh,
hit the,
I don't know. I don't
hit
know.
That real quick.
I'm a little bit nervous, but let's just
oh,
try.
It's, okay. That's Johnny Testa's.
Oh, shit. We got to go back to this.
Yeah, fuck.
All right. Well, Bambi's mother versus Kanga.
Bambi's mom's got them doe eyes. I got to go.
Yeah. It's all about those eyes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bambi's mom advances. Mother Gothel versus Dee Pickles is what I'll just say.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a tough call.
I don't know.
This is a tough call.
Give me that goth girl.
Yeah, give me the goth chick.
Mother Gothel. All right, she moves on. Madame Foster versus Peppa Madrigal. You got to go Foster. You got to.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going
Foster is out-aged me.
Peppa.
Okay.
Yeah, Peppa Madrigal.
Yeah, maybe these names aren't as memorable, so people won't know who they are, but whatever. We'll just keep rolling with it. We got Franny Robinson versus Laurel Lightfoot.
Franny.
100%. I'm guessing she's from Meet the Robinsons.
Oh, probably.
Is that,
Yeah, she's kind of bad. Like, I like her hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She could get
And she's got James's dish that he makes on retainer. I'm talking about that spaghetti and meatballs.
That's right. I make a mean spaghetti and meaters.
Ooh, Grandma Tala from Moana.
Wait, didn't we already do Lila?
Well, yeah,
we had to refresh. I'll go Lila again still. Pencil skirt.
Hey there, Lila.
Right.
Yeah, Lila.
What's it like
there,
in
Lila?
All right, we got Bunny Bravo versus Mrs. Squarepants.
I didn't know it.
I don't know what the Bunny Bravo is.
Johnny Bravo's mom.
Is Mrs. Squarepants just SpongeBob in drag, or is that actually his mom?
No, I think it's a round one, like a round sponge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's his mom, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bunny Bravo on this because look at that badonk. Look at that
badonk. Yeah, dude. That thing is like.
Dude.
I feel like.
Bunny's got the same donk. Yeah,
it wouldn't stop it wouldn't stop like rippling for like 3 minutes. What were you about to say, Andy? She's got the same donk as.
No, I was just gonna say that her front donk matches her back donk.
Oh, I thought you were gonna see someone we might have seen this weekend.
Oh no. Charlotte Pickles versus Mrs. Turner. Oh, this is a no-brainer.
Charlotte Pickles for sure.
Dude, you know what it is?
No. Yeah.
It's the scrunchie.
It's that top scrunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
She's already ready to go, you know?
Drew didn't say it, but I'm imagining he was saying it. Okay. Nice. Nani Palaikai from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Versus Sheila Broflovski.
Definitely Nani. Sheila Broflovski. Yeah, Nani. I can't. Yeah.
She's a big fat bitch.
Kyle's mom.
That's true. All right. We got Perdita versus Nancy Green.
Man, Perdita, look at them eyes, girl.
I know. Nancy Green looks like someone off of fake ass Simpsons. I don't know where she's from.
This is like when we were outside about how we wanted to fuck Nala.
Dude.
I'm going Perdita. I don't.
Perdita's definitely given sex eyes. Yeah. But I don't know how I feel about picking a dog character. I don't know why, but it's good, I know, man. It's a cartoon.
It's Perdita all day.
He's putting it through.
Kala versus Shannon Glazer. Glasser.
Shannon.
You don't want to pick the ape?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Shannon too.
All right.
Is Shannon from is she from that show with Nick Kroll? What's it called?
Oh, Big Mouth? Maybe.
Big Mouth, yeah.
Maybe. All right, we got Maddie Fenton versus Donna Tubbs Brown. This is actually a tough matchup right here.
Donna Tubbs.
I was thinking Tubbs as well.
Yeah.
Plus, fentanyl? No.
Is that Cleveland's wife?
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. All right. We got Sharon McGee versus Helen Morgendorfer.
Helen looks like she's Dora? Too busy. Yeah, I think Dora, it is Dora.
Darla.
Daria.
Daria's mom.
Yeah. I'm going to say Sharon McGee because Daria's mom looks like she's just too busy.
I'm going to go with Helen.
Oh, yeah.
Make a call. Like, sometimes you like, you know, an aggressive or whatever, or like, you know, some people like
She's boss
types.
She's got that boss bitch energy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that thing KA wants.
Exactly. So I'm gonna go Helen here.
Okay. All right.
So bye, Sharon. I see what you're talking about, James, but yeah. I think there's a crowd for.
Oh my God!
Kim Williams versus Betty Rubble. This is
like one
this is
versus
a matchup.
Oh my God! One versus two right here. What happened?
Dude.
What's the seating on this?
Oh God! Yeah, this is random. I've never seen this, so I just pulled up one from this.
Yuwufu.com.
They just have a bunch of brackets.
Yuwufu.
Yeah,
they just have a bunch of brackets, and I just bam clicked on one, and I was like, "We're doing that."
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
We may come back and do another bracket after this, after we then hit the rest of our night. But
yeah. My vote's gonna be Betty.
Yeah. I gotta go Betty too.
I think you gotta go with the classic.
Yeah. I've always loved her for a long time already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Betty over Wilma all day.
No, you think Barney'd be in the corner?
Oh, this is actually a tough matchup for a different.
Yo, you're fucking my wife there, James.
Oh, you're fucking my wife.
Fucking my wife. Fuck her good.
Hey, James, do you need some help? I could fluff you. We got Grandma Squarepants versus Felicia Sundu.
I
think Felicia.
Yeah, you gotta go to hippie box.
I guess Felicia.
If that one was one versus two, this was 15 and 16, I feel like.
yeah 15 and 16 shouldn't be matching up.
Ooh.
Oh goodness.
Ooh.
Paula Mercer versus Francine Smith.
Francine's like a day. Fucking number one. She's,
dude,
I feel like.
She's a hot
Karen. You know?
Oh my God.
Stella from I don't know what versus Peg Pete.
Fucking A.
Like, there ain't no debate in this one.
I think Peg Pete.
Yeah, Pete from Pete and Pete. Peg Pete.
Peg Pete. That's a goof troop.
I was just making it.
Doing joke. A thing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Lady Tremaine versus Jane Jetson. Oh. Oh,
good. Dude.
Jane Jetson all
like,
day.
This is that same thing.
If we get a Jane Jetson versus Betty Rubble matchup.
Dude, I'm telling you, yeah. But, like, Lady Tremaine, if she wasn't matched up against her, like, I feel like for that other reason we picked.
The boss bitch. Thing. Yeah.
But she's too mean, dude. Doesn't she kill Dalmatians?
Yeah. No, that's, this is, I think she's Cinderella's grandma, mom. Whatever.
Well, here's the thing. It's still, Drew's looking at the way she's gripping on that staff, and he's like, okay.
Exactly.
But we got to go Jane Jetson.
Oh, dude, Jane Jetson for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a one right there.
Oh, shit.
Carol, which looks like a drawing.
It's like, we got to fill this out.
Versus Helen Parr from Helen The Incredibles.
Incredibles. Yeah. I'm going
this
Helen.
Is incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Wilma, because I don't know what Nancy is.
Hold up. I might have been too quick on the just putting Betty right over Wilma.
Oh,
Wilma's
bad
too.
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, Wilma, she's bad, but.
She might be badder, truthfully, but.
Wilma versus whatever this thing is called Nancy.
Yeah, Wilma.
It's definitely Wilma. Wilma's already got a pearl necklace too. Look at that.
There's ain't no lie. Oh. Trudy Proud.
Trudy Proud.
Definitely Trudy Proud.
Oh, Nicole Watterson's the other one. I don't know what she's from, but
yeah, I don't know what that's from.
Trudy.
It's a creature for those listening.
It's some a creature.
Creature.
Yeah.
But Trudy. Come on now. Just click it.
No, it was just.
Dexter's
mom versus Lois Griffin. Here's the thing. Yeah. Lois, low-key sexy, right?
Yeah.
Not even low-key.
You know, Dexter's mom, she's doing something there, though.
She does have a wink. She does have a wink that's saying, like, and she's also bending over, kind of.
She's saying, okay.
But I'm going Lois all day, baby.
Yeah, Lois.
All right.
Yeah. Plus, she's got that Fran Drescher voice, too.
All right, so we don't have a picture here.
A mysterious Goofy's mother. Here, let me.
Goofy's mother versus Duchess.
Duchess the cat.
I don't know what Goofy's mom looks like.
Yeah, I know. They don't even know. They didn't even put a picture. They're like, oh, it's Goofy's mom. Just shut up and pick one.
Let's see. Drew's looking it up. Is it Grandma Goof? Oh God, I think you got to go with Duchess.
It keeps changing it to goodies. I don't want goodies. I want Goofy.
You want Goof? It's a goof.
Oh, so you goofed? No, I did it as a goof.
All right, so there's Goofy's mom.
Oh, Goofy's mom has she has some titties, boy. You know.
Oh, she do.
You know, but I'm gonna go Duchess.
You're going with the cat.
Yeah, that's just the cat.
Drew, what's that thing you like?
That's just
that's just the feline.
Yes, the feline.
All right, Duchess is going through, I guess.
That is a nice pussy, though.
Oh my god.
Delia Ketchum, big brown eyes versus Mary McGinnis.
Man, this is like.
Yeah, I don't know what Mary McGinnis is from.
I feel like this is the same person, just in two different art forms.
Yeah. I got to go with the Japanese animation, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the eyes, right?
The Japanese animation always gets me, you know?
Yeah. All right. That's where I would have gone to. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Who is Miss Davis now?
Is she from Toy Story?
Is she?
Andy's mom?
I don't know. I'm just looking based on like the art of it.
Yeah.
And then Sarabi from
Sarabi
Lion King, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's from the Lion King, Andy. The lion, yeah. It's Simba's mom.
All right, so you going Sarabi's pie or Mrs. Davis?
It is Andy's mom, Miss Davis. I'm going Miss Davis.
Oh yeah, she does, and we know she's got that thick.
She's got thick, that thing. Cake.
Got that.
All right, cake. So we're going Mrs. Davis.
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. Davis.
Oh gosh.
Whoa.
Mallory Archer versus Susan Long.
Now this is a powerful woman scenario, right?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Give. Hey, you know, plus, like, R.I.P. Mallory Archer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going Mallory Archer for sure.
All right. Linda Belcher versus Mariah MacArthur.
We're still not through the first round, by the way.
Who yeah, is Moira, so maybe Moira we won't MacArthur. Do a second one. I thought this was going to be a little quicker. My bad.
Oh, it may, might be once we get going.
We're right. Going quick. We're going
Linda
quick.
Belcher is from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
And Moira. Mariah MacArthur is from South Park.
I think it's Moira.
Yeah.
Moira. Yeah, Moira. You're right.
I think it's Kenny's mom, right?
Yeah.
That it sounds is. Right.
Kenny MacArthur. No, it's Kenny McCormick.
No, yeah. It's yeah. You're oh. Right.
I'm not exactly sure who she is then.
Yeah, well,
maybe she's like Butter's mom or something.
That could make sense.
I forget his
who
list.
Who is it? I don't know. Yeah. But
either way,
let's I'm gonna go Linda.
I'm gonna go Linda Belcher as well.
All right, yeah, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I wish they put what they're from.
Whoa.
Martha from I don't know what, but great look.
Yeah.
Versus
but,
Marge Simpson, the icon of all
listen,
mothers.
Only one of these guys, only one of these two ladies have a Playboy spread, and it's Marge Simpson.
Well, Martha looks like she might have a Playboy spread.
She doesn't actually have one.
Martha has like a whole Pamela Anderson, like an evil Pamela Anderson vibe yeah. going on. So I'm going Martha on this one.
Whoa.
I don't even right, know who Andy. She is.
All right, so here's the thing. If I was like looking at first glance,
yeah,
I'd be like Martha. But then I stared in Martha's eyes and looked at her mouth, and I was like, and then I saw that she's got an appendage on her head. That's not a headband. So I'm going Marge.
Oh man.
Well, yeah. She's got that pearl necklace too.
Oh, Queen Athena versus Becca Chang. I know we're all going here.
Yeah, you got to go mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
That's right.
Mrs. Brief, who I don't know where she's from, but
looks like from Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Very cute versus Mary. Meh.
Mrs. Brief it is.
You yeah, can't go meh, you know?
No meh.
Yeah. All right.
You know what we should do? We should, when we get done this, we'll go to whatever else we were at. And then we'll jump back to the next rounds.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, that's a good
yeah.
call.
Yeah.
Bubby, so it's like some sort of whale
uh-huh.
versus Mrs. Brisby from some mouse show.
No. Fievel, maybe?
I don't think so. Maybe. Brisby but like I was well. Thinking like, you know, another mouse like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's the one where they say bitch.
I say,
Bobby.
No, there's.
Where are you going, James?
I'm going Brisby.
Oh, you guys are gonna do it to me.
She's from God, what's the fucking movie? It's like a kind of a darker animated movie.
Ratatouille. Yeah,
no.
Gosh, damn it! Now I gotta look it up. I know exactly. Yeah.
All right, well, exactly I got to figure out which one I'm going to go with. Any of you guys got selling points for me here? Because I'm torn.
I watched the movie Secret Whoa. Of Nim.
Secret of Nim. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Miss Brisby, in this movie, Secret of Nim, late in the movie, it's an hour and 22 minutes long. Uh-huh. The bad guy calls her a bitch. And I watched this movie in like first grade.
Okay, but you're not selling me on why she's a MILF. Drew gave me a one word answer that's going to be hard to beat.
I know. I saw the mouse move over when you
said it. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Blowhole.
Damn it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, it's a blowhole. What are you going to do?
Oh, Miss Potts.
Martha Generic looks banging versus Mrs. Potts, who's also kind of banging.
Miss Potts all day. Chip, go in your fucking cupboard.
Yeah.
Me and Miss Potts are chilling.
Oh, really?
Plus, you know what she can do with that little little pout, you know. What are they?
Yeah,
yeah, tip one over.
Here is my handle. Here is my spout.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to tip one over and pour one right out.
Yeah.
Okay. Mrs. Potts, it is. And then Dr. Ann Possible versus Cuckoo Sakino.
Kim Possible's mom, huh?
Cuckoo.
Ikuko Sakino.
I'm going with Dr. Ann. She's a doctor, for God's sakes. Dr. Ann Possible.
Yeah, well, Ikuko is a doctor of pleasure.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, so you're choosing a cuckoo?
Yeah.
Cuckoo?
Yeah.
Man. It's the eyes for me.
Yes.
Dr. Ann. All right.
Ooh.
So we're going to stop this and go back to.
No, we're almost done.
No, we just got the second round. I thought we were going to go back to it later.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how to stop sharing my screen, so.
Just leave it up. Who cares, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Why don't we just finish it out? We got 16. Let's just do it. Let's get it.
No, we have 16 this round.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then we get to another round.
And then 8, and then 4, and then 2, and then 1. Wait, then 2.
Yeah, but I'm saying it'll go quick, right? You know what I mean?
I'm going to stick with Peppa.
I'm going Miss Brief.
All right.
You know her name is for real? It's Panchy.
Yeah, I'm going Mrs. Brief.
Hell like, yeah. Did I get you a Panchy thing?
I like that hair thing. There's a little Janelle Monáe to it.
She's definitely good. Look at Panchy.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Helen Parr versus Peg Pete. This is a matchup.
This is really good.
Yeah. I'll go Helen Parr though.
Yeah, she definitely fills out those tights. I'll go Helen Parr.
It's true, but Pete does too.
The Incredibles.
Those telling me. Like,
oh, them thighs, them
telling
dupes.
Me. Them but, dupes? Okay, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Yeah, she's got them dokes on her. God. Francine Smith versus Queen Athena.
I'm still with Francine.
I'm going to go Queen Athena.
Okay, holy I'm going to need some selling points, guys.
Francine Smith is a Republican.
Is she, though? Or is her husband a Republican? I think she's always telling him how much of an idiot he is. So I think American Dad.
Well, Queen Athena is a queen.
Yeah, Francine is a queen in her own right. You know what I mean?
All right. I think I got what I needed.
Uh-huh. Plus, you never know. There could also be a blowhole.
Here's the thing. One of these women stays wet. Queen Athena.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's the reason.
I don't get wet. I stay wet.
You ain't got to get wet if you stay wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All
I
right.
I think Shannon Glazer is Jesse's mom in Big Mouth.
Okay. And but I'm she's going up against Trudy Proud, so that's a tough matchup for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with Shannon. I think I like that character.
Okay. I like, remember right. Just like Trudy.
I mean, Trudy Look, is hot. Don't get me wrong. Dude,
Trudy is the bigger MILF here. She looks nervous to even talk here. And Trudy's just like, you know I'm bad.
Yeah.
Trudy. Trudy.
Oh, Franny Robinson versus Mallory Archer.
Man.
I think I'm going to go Mallory.
I kind of want to know who Franny Robinson is from.
I'm pretty sure she's from Meet the Robinsons.
Is that a show? Is that a movie?
It's a movie. Let's see. Franny Robinson. Here's
Hero
to
of
you,
Disney's Meet
Mrs.
the Robinsons.
Robinson.
Oh, man.
Dude, Jesus loves her.
Yeah, I'm going with Franny.
More than you'll know.
Yeah.
I'm going with Franny on this one.
Look, all respects to Mallory Archer. But wow. Franny's a dark horse in this thing.
I think she is.
Going Franny.
I'm going to have to watch Meet the Robinsons now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mother Gothel versus Bunny Bravo.
Bunny Bravo's still thick, boy, but I think I like Mother Gothrell's Gothel's look.
Dude, Bunny Bravo's kind of gangster. She's got that, you know what I'm saying? She's got that do-rag tied up.
I know, dude. She's fucking wild.
She's a blood, but she's wearing blue. Like, jeez.
You don't give a fuck.
Mother Gothel is from Tangled.
Okay. Mm. Would you like to get entangled with Mother Gothel or Bunny Bravo, Drew?
Gothel.
All right. She advances. Oh.
Oh.
No.
We did get it.
This is a finals matchup.
We did get it. Holy shit.
Betty Rubble versus Jane Jetson.
This is fucking Betty and Veronica. This is fucking. Oh my gosh.
My God. Dude, how do you pick this?
You know, I'm a man of the future, so I'm going with Jane.
I'm going to go Betty.
No.
You can't. And you
this
can't.
Is, this, I didn't want this responsibility.
Just think about the fact of. No, never mind.
See, here's the thing. I like stylistically. I like how Betty rocks with Barney, right? Yeah. But Jane, there's something like
Andy. I think I could get you. I think I could sway you.
Okay.
Okay, you take Betty out on a date, and you're fucking running your feet off trying to fucking move that vehicle wherever the fuck you're going. You take Jane out on a date, you're flying in that little dome car up in the air, you know, like fucking, I don't know, man. I think you flying in a car. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing though. Betty is like the everyman's like dream wife, right? You know what I'm saying? They're like, I could be Barney, just this total screw up. Hang out with my best friend, and wifey's still going to hold it down for me.
That's true. That is true. But you got to run in that fucking car.
Yeah. I mean, I'm having a hard time because
your thighs are going to be so sore by the end.
It sucks, too, that there's not like a, like they don't show like a full body shot. You know what I mean?
A Betty?
Yeah.
True.
I mean, no, I know. Like, I know.
Because like they cut it off there too early.
I'm really upset that we don't get to see a full body shot of Betty Rubble.
Oh, God.
I wish they would give me a shot of her pulling her panties to the side so I can God. Really...
All right, I'm taking Jay Jetson.
No, I was just about to send you something.
This is a good one. This is a good one right here.
I know. I just had to go for it. Donna Tubbs Brown versus Lois Griffin. I'm sorry.
Donna Tubbs Brown.
God, man, this is tough.
Especially that picture.
Yeah, Cleveland's wife is hot, and I love a chick with her arms up.
Oh, God. Drew almost. Drew would have had me.
Right?
He would have had me.
I'm going Lois Griffin on this one. Andy, break it up.
Donna Tubbs Brown.
Oh my gosh.
He owed me.
Essentially.
Oh man.
This is a banger of a match. This is low key a hard matchup too. Helen Morgendorfer versus Mrs. Davis.
Mrs. Davis all day.
Yeah, I'm going to go that too.
Okay.
Just because that Pixar butt, you know?
Oh, right. Bubby the whale versus Bambi's mother. Like Bambi's mother, like
we still haven't
barely seen. Existed.
Yeah,
so that's why there's no picture. Maybe
she looks so good that they can't even put a photo of her on here because
it's very explicit.
You would just start crying. You know what I mean?
It's just so beautiful. Just a bloody.
Oh God! Just pick.
Yeah, Bambi's mom is probably on her period, so let's go,
oh,
Bubby.
Oh, God!
Whoa, she was shot, you sick.
Oh, is that's what you meant? Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh,
dude, no.
This is where the podcast completely shifts dynamics. James.
All right, white LeVar Burton.
Dude.
James is here. Oh, come on now.
I'm going to go Bambi's mother.
Put it down a little bit. Put it down a little bit. There you go. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're picking, James.
I think I said Bubby.
Okay. Ooh, Delia Ketchum versus Marge Simpson.
Delia, that Japanese animation, it always gets me.
Man, I don't know, man. Marge be catching them pearls though.
Oh God.
I gotta go Marge. I can't not. At least not yet.
What does she do with her hair? Like, where does that go?
Oh, dude, have you ever seen it when it's wet and it's down?
No.
Woo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, let me look that up real quick. Marge.
Andy needs something to sway him.
Marge wet. Whoops. Hair. Yeah, if I didn't put hair in there, I'd get it totally. Oh. Okay. She looks like Bart with blue long hair.
Oh, Delia Ketchum is fucking Ash's mom, Pokemon. Oh, damn.
Oh, Ketchum all. Sorry, Drew.
Oh, shit. Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course I knew that.
Yeah. Oh,
look at Delia in a bikini.
Nah, yeah, I had to go Delia. Yeah. All right, we got Lila Tess versus Mrs. Potts. Where are you guys going?
Ooh. I still like that Mrs. Potts.
Oh, no, Leela.
Yep, and Stitch. Give it to me.
Oh,
okay, Wilma. This matchup's unfair. Linda had a great first round matchup, and then the second round, she's like, oh, this is what I'm up against?
Yeah. Like,
Wilma Flintstone versus Linda Belcher.
Wilma. Got to get a ginger through.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to pick one now.
Guy versus Felicia Sundew. I think we all know what's going to happen here. Nani.
Nani, nani, nani. Hey,
this dog is, versus cat.
This is what? Aristocrats versus 101 Dalmatians?
Yeah, yeah, Duchess versus Perdita.
Aristocats.
You know what? It's kind of funny. It looks like Duchess is staring at Perdita, but Perdita does not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Duchess Perdita's staring at us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going Perdita.
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 Unanimous.
Bots.
Sleeper. And then we got Dr. Ann Possible versus Charlotte Pickles.
I got to stick with the scrunchie.
Yeah, I'm still kind of into Charlotte Pickles, too.
Dude, same. Same. She's low-key. Like, oh, okay.
Next
we
round.
We have hit the next round. We are in the round of 16. We've got Donna Tubbs Brown versus Delia Ketchum.
I like Donna Tubbs.
Yeah.
Dude, all right.
Cleveland is crushing life.
Cleveland did it, man. His wife's an Elite Eight cartoon MILF.
Ooh.
Like, respect. Nani versus Mother Goth.
Nani.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go with the Goth. Still edges it out for me.
See,
Nani Goldilack.
Here's my thing. With Mother Gothel. She's living in the darkness too much. Nani's out there getting that body fit out at the beach, catching them waves, doing her thing. I got to go Nani here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good thinking, Andy.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Dude.
Oh.
This is a thick off. This is a thick off.
That's right.
We got Trudy Proud versus Helen Parr. Proud Family versus The Incredibles. Both of them incredible.
I think you got to see Helen Parr front to back. You know what I mean?
Hold up now.
Say the same for Miss Prout.
Exactly. What are we talking about here?
Well,
Man, Trudy Proud. She's. I'm gonna look up some other pictures.
Here's the thing.
It sounded so gross.
No, I see you. I see you, James.
Yeah.
But lips and eyes. That's all I'm going to say. Just take a look.
And you know what? Look. Here's the other thing is like, that's like she's looking good in that costume, right? But like that's Trudy's everyday wear, you know?
She's uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you're true on that.
Yeah, I'm Trudy, man.
What happens when the button pops off?
Dude, Trudy Proud is fucking smoking.
I like right. that Helen Parr.
I'm gonna have to look up now.
Helen Parr has that elastic ability too, though. You know,
that's fair. That's like, that's a solid point that I didn't
wrap
think
your
about.
Ass up. You know,
yeah. There's good and bad to that.
Cool. Trudy Proud cosplay.
Woo! Oh, God.
All right, Drew's...
Drew's got to get off
Drew's
the podcast.
Drew's going to get off.
Yeah. I will get off.
All right, Drew, where are you going?
Trudy Proud.
All right, that's a double up. Trudy All Proud. Right.
Double up.
Mrs. Davis from Toy Story versus Queen Athena.
Man, I'm still.
This is an eye off right here because both of them, one's got them blues and the other one's got them greens.
Yeah. I'm still into Mrs. Davis, I think.
I'm actually, I'm going to go Mrs. Davis as well.
Wow. Okay. I would have gone Queen Athena there. So look at that. Oh, no. Oh no. Man. I don't like this matchup. This one for me is as hard. As Rubble versus Jetson. It's Charlotte Pickles versus Franny Robinson.
Franny Robinson, like I'm new to her aesthetic, you know?
Yeah.
But Charlotte Pickles, like she's got that retro, you know, like she's
I know.
Yeah,
it's kind like of a, like, do you want that 80s? That
like
80s
Stay
vibe?
By the Bell kind of.
Yeah.
Or do you want that like new school, like chic, elegant? Like put together look. So
I think I want that retro.
It's a tough call for
Charlotte
me.
Charlotte Pickles for me.
Okay.
I'm with him. Pickles.
Oh
wow.
Shit.
I would have gone for Annie.
Yeah.
Damn.
But this was a very tough one. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, Jane Jetson versus Perdita. Has Jane Perdita's Jetson. Time run out?
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. Perdita.
Man, Jane might just skate into this now that Betty's. Oh, but Leela Test.
Oh, Leela Test versus Mrs. Brief.
And Mrs. Brief.
Woo. Give me goodness. Panchy. Give me Panchy all day.
Okay, I need to look up Mrs. Brief's eyes.
Size?
Eyes. Eyes. Because I can see Leela's, right? Mouth-wise, they're both kind of like rocking the same thing. Leela's are a little bit bigger. Leela's. But so is Mrs. Brief. So this is, I like the hairstyle on Mrs. Brief.
Yeah, dude,
a lot better
that,
though.
Look
so.
At the 80s, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Easy, Drew.
Yeah,
easy. Oh, I didn't realize.
Mrs. Brief.
Oh, it's Mrs. Brief all day. Yeah. I did not realize.
I just found the same Google search.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
So we have hit the next round. We are. No. This is.
No.
Oh, no. Wilma versus. This was just a mess up.
Bambi's mother.
Wilma versus Bambi's mother. The screen just did not want to leave Mrs. Brief, and I understand.
Yeah.
This is Wilma then.
Yeah, Wilma.
Mom,
yes,
yeah.
Wilma.
The animals made it far, but they're not making it that far.
Oh, ooh. No. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The final four.
I'm going to stick with fucking.
No, this is the round of eight. This is the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
We got Mrs. Mind. Brief versus Trudy Proud.
I'm going to stick with Trudy.
I know what James is going to do.
Mrs. Brief.
Oh, God. Like, the thing is, I didn't realize. Like, you know,
I hope this is interesting to the people listening.
Dude,
I just realized, like, I feel like it's just us.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have gone something that was more universally understood.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, this sounded good to me.
No, this is good. This is fun. Well,
you could cut this into like a little video deal, you know, people can watch it.
That's true.
Panchi has got it going on, man. I'm into Panchi.
I am too, man. Trudy, though.
Yes. Damn.
I think Trudy might be too much woman for me. You know?
Ooh.
Mrs. Davis versus Jane Jetson. Shit.
Jane Jetson.
Damn.
Andy's mom has got it going on.
Jane Jetson.
Is that what did it for you, Andy?
Yep.
You didn't want to hear that.
All right. Nani Palikai versus Wilma Flintstone.
Oof.
I think it's Wilma now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Although Wilma does have those black beady eyes that I really like.
Oh, snap. Charlotte Pickles versus Donna Tubbs Brown.
Oh, man.
Dude, you know what? I feel like this is loaded just because they use like every other picture of these moms are like whatever. Like it's their normal, like that's not how she normally looks in that show.
Charlotte Pickles?
No, Donna Tubbs.
Donna Tubbs.
Like I feel like it's loaded to be like, yeah, Donna Tubbs is going far.
Let's see here.
Because this is like normal.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like this is like she's out there in the streets in that picture.
Yeah.
Like that's her normal outfit.
Yeah.
Which is it's still actually not bad.
Yeah. But you know, that's like a good woman though. Like, you know, like if they can look good without being all fucking.
That's true. That's true.
Them t-shirt and jeans girls.
You know what though? Good for Cleveland. He had a run, but you know, where are we going here?
I'm sticking with Charlotte Pickles. I mean, look at that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Charlotte.
Woo.
So okay.
Maybe I need to look up more of her. What's her first name? Charlotte?
Charlotte Pickles. Yeah.
Look at her working out.
Yeah, that's an experience right there.
That's an experience.
the pickle experience.
Well, she's a powerful woman too. She's real like
go-getter.
Yeah.
This is
a thigh master.
This is interesting.
She's Angelica's mom, so you know that she's like
yeah.
Jane took out Betty earlier. And I'm still not sure that I did the right thing there. And now she takes on Wilma.
Jane's eyes do it for me.
Charlotte Pickles.
I'm going Jane on this one. Wilma's just got those black beady eyes that I don't really care for. You know what I mean?
Oh, again, not giving the full body shot, you know?
not true.
It is
point.
Misleading.
It is. It is.
It's like, you know, when you see those, you know, Facebook profiles or whatever, that is just all neck up pictures. What's going on below the waist there or below the shoulders?
What's going on below the ankles?
Below the ankles.
Yeah. What do you got under your feet there? What are you standing on? Huh?
Exactly. Yeah. What's going on? All right. Yes. Bed, Wilma.
Oh, I said Jane.
Cause I don't know. Gotta get them red. Them reds.
Jane's
got a little red.
She's kind of a redhead.
Those carpet matches the drapes on Wilma, you know.
Here's the thing.
Not no dye job.
I have.
There's a lot of carpet because it's prehistoric.
Yeah, that's why I'm going Jane.
Yeah, Jane's got that laser hair removal.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, Charlotte Pickles versus Trudy Proud, and this is a hard matchup.
Yeah.
This is Final Four.
I'm sorry. I got to stick with Trudy Proud.
I'm Charlotte Pickles, man. I don't know. I can't.
God, why?
I'm into that. That the whole aesthetic of her, and then I looked her up, and it's I was still impressed. So,
oh man. Hold on. Hold on a second. Here's what I'm going to do. I just need to see a couple more. Like, I, you know, just to confirm.
Yeah. Send some tit pics.
Oh, God. What are you guys on? Rue 34? Send, whatever the hell that is.
Send Bob's and Vagine.
So, Char pick. Nice. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Looking up Trudy Proud now. Also, nice. Nice.
Awesome. Okay. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's wow. That's why they're in the final four.
Dude, the eyes and sly smile. I'm sorry, man. I got to go Trudy Proud.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh no.
Championship.
The final round.
The championship right here.
Trudy versus Jane Jetson. And honestly, honestly, if I'm being correct, if I could go back in time.
Gonna go back in time.
I would have put Betty through.
Wow.
You should have.
I'm killing myself right now for that. But
this is I it don't right know. Here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
One of these is the winner. They're both almost given the exact same look too.
Yeah.
They're both standing almost the exact same way.
I would not go with those two things you just said, James. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, the difference, I guess, would be like thick versus petite. You know what I mean? Like, what do you like?
Yeah.
You know? I'm kind of leaning Jane Jetson right here. I'm thinking about the future, baby, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I guess, call me a proud boy.
Oh, God. Fuck.
I'm gonna go Trudy Proud. Hold on, let me look up some. Hold on, I don't final.
Okay, I'm not. We got Jane Jetsons from the Jetsons. We've got Trudy Proud from the Proud family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Have you guys ever heard of Rule 34?
What is that?
That's like a Reddit thread of all these like anime characters, and they've been like fan art, and they're all naked. You know, naked anime stuff.
Whoa!
Yeah, I mean, Trudy Proud's got it going on.
I'm gonna stick. Yeah, I'll be a Trudy.
Jeez.
So, Andy, you got a pick.
Yeah, like, look, Teat's nice and all. I got to go 3 C's. Trudy Proud for the victory.
All right, look at that.
Trudy freaking Proud.
The Proud family. Overall, yeah.
Look at that.
And I don't know if I've ever even seen her before today. So,
yeah, I know she fucking won it all.
Damn,
look at that. She looks like a winner in the picture, too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you she know? Looks like she's proud to win.
Interesting. Like, so all time, how people have it ranked.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Parr is like 86%.
Helen Parr is up at the top.
My God.
Martha is super high up.
That's Pamela Anderson right there.
This is a Queen Athena in third. Okay, I could see that. Catch him in fifth.
Dexter's mom.
Dexter's mom in fourth is wild.
Did she even get out of the first round?
I don't think so. Dude, yeah, there's Panchi.
There's Franny Robinson at 11.
Man, Trudy is not even like, oh, she's 15.
Trudy's 15, but like, look where, dude, a Flintstone or a Jetson's not even on the top 20.
I actually
Who are
love
these kids.
I actually love that Mrs. Potts is like 47% winner. That's fucking amazing. I fucking love that. That's the best stat I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that they give you the results of everybody else, though. That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
We might have to do more of these.
Ooh, FUFU. Foo-foo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-foo. Yeah, because I had this one on deck ready for us to do, too. But, like, I don't think we're going to have time now. So, no.
Wait, what was that one? Pokemon what?
Ultimate Pokemon Smasher Pass.
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to do a full draft of that, so...
Yeah.
Actually,
that's maybe we just have Scrump on instead of doing a Pilf's draft. We just do this. Yeah.
We'll do Smasher Pass.
Yeah. This could be good for our YouTube content as well. Yeah. But like, yeah, they got all kinds of stuff here. Ultimate Worst Smasher Pass. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Best video game songs. Video game, whatever that is.
If we ever need ideas for the draft, we'll just come to this website.
There you go. Best Drake song tournament. There you go, James.
Oh man.
Where you would like to vacation. But here's the cool thing, real quick. So check this out. Uh-huh. You could play this and you could drop it down and just do Final Four. Boom. Where would you like to vacation? Turcano Army versus Sydney Opera House.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Australia, Sydney.
Yeah, there you go.
Boom.
Sydney gets that. And then here, Table Mountain versus Phi-Phi Islands. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Wow. I mean,
Table Mountains?
I guess. Yeah, that's a hard pick. Phi-Phi Islands looks pretty fucking amazing from that.
Where are you guys going?
I'll go Phi-Phi.
I'm going Phi-Phi too.
I can't believe Terracotta Army is in the Final Four.
And here it is.
Yeah, I know. And then Phi-Phi Islands versus Sydney Opera House.
I got to go to that Opera House, boy. I got to see it. I got to go to Australia.
Oh, man. I would have gone Phi-Phi. I'm a sights man myself.
And I got islands in my backyard. I live in Florida, you know.
So there you go.
I could go to island any day.
So you can do anything. You could do like round of four. 8, 16,
yeah.
32, awesome. 64, or you could even go up to, I think I saw they had 132 on some of them. So
UWUFUFU.com.
Yeah. So there you go. That was a fun little bracket. It's March.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, you know, let's just, since we're just freewheeling this thing, you know,
freewheeling only,
you know, let's just do a bracket since it's Final Four time, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
So but back to the weekend.
Yeah.
Where we had a little bit of fun. That was a nice little, the halftime was almost like the main event, you know. So then after that we hit the one up arcade.
Yeah.
My goodness. First off, you walk into the place and the aesthetics, the vibes, the music is on point.
Yeah.
Like we walked in and we were like, hell yeah. We've arrived. Yeah, yeah.
We knew this
then
was our place.
James got the menu up on his phone. And all of a sudden we started seeing all kinds of different names. So I saw Golden Girls. And I was like, I'm going to get that drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Which James was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James got a brewski, and then Drew got
Vodka Cran,
right?
Yeah.
And then we started looking at the drinks more.
Yeah.
We need to try all of these.
Well, because the Golden Girls, all of us were like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And then all of a sudden, James came back. I walk up to the bar. And James's drink is being lit on fire.
Yeah, what did I what it was?
Flaming Moe.
Flaming Moe. Fucking yeah. A, yeah.
From Simpsons.
Which was really good.
Later in the night, I just started ordering the Flaming Moes. They were delicious.
Yeah.
The Flux Incapacitator.
Yeah.
I had that. It was bubbling.
It was bubbling. It had dry ice in it.
I had a Base Ghost Coast to Coast. Spicy tequila, spicy yet creamy tequila drink, just like Space Ghost.
Dude, you know what was crazy? That doesn't sound like it would work.
Yeah.
It was so delicious.
So good. Because it was like the right amount of kick.
Here's the thing. Like, one of my favorite, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I was talking to Wes about this. There's a place called Jenny's Ice Cream.
Yes.
And it's out of Columbus. They have other locations in Ohio and other locations now around America, I think, mostly like East Coast and stuff like that. But my favorite ice cream, and you can't get it. There's sometimes they're in fancy stores like a Fresh Market or something like that, and you can go get Jenny's like in a pint. But like in store in Columbus, Ohio, they had this ice cream that was a spicy ice cream, and it was so amazing because like the spice hit you, but then also it was super creamy and like cold ice cream. Like, and you had that, and it was like this mind fuck of things going on. That like you just couldn't put it down. It was so amazing, and you couldn't eat nearly as much of it as like regular ice cream. So you like you felt good after you ate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of what your drink gave me vibes of.
Yeah, I think it's called Mike's, but there's a hot honey that I have that is really good to just drizzle on some like vanilla ice cream. Like
hell yeah. Woo! And then I. Like one of the favorite drinks that you got was that the dude.
Yeah,
dude was very good.
And they served it on a small carpet that looked like the carpet,
like the dude's little rug.
The coaster was the fucking dude's rug.
Yeah.
Insane.
And the nerds shots that kept changing color.
Oh, yeah,
those bitches were delicious, boy.
There was like three or four different style of shots we had. Yeah. All of them incredible. And here's the crazy thing. You got a nerds round one time. Drew got a nerds round one time. Both of them tasted different. Both of them tasted like nerds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were delicious as fuck.
That's why I'm saying get you a gay bartender. I will say that about cakes. Get you a gay caker.
Just say baker, I think.
Yeah.
Caker.
we had
you just went one letter too far, you know.
Dude, we had a gay couple that did our wedding cake, and people said it was like the greatest cake they've ever had.
Oh man,
amazing. We spent so much on it. We spent more on the cake than we did our open bar.
I must meet the caker.
Yeah. We went to their house, fucking immaculate.
Yeah.
Like, all the pans were hanging up over top of like their kitchen island.
Yeah.
They had everything served out properly. It was like we did it like a taste testing thing. It was so amazing. I was like having so much trouble because every flavor they gave us was like the best thing I'd had.
Yeah.
This is the best cake I've ever had. No, this is the best cake ever. No, this is the best cake I've ever
had. That's what I sounded like. But like, yeah. They just get flavor, man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but like these drinks were absolutely incredible. The shots, the drinks, everything.
Oh, dude. Even just the bartenders, as they were making the drinks, you could tell that they like put a lot of care and thought into like making sure it was going to be fucking good. Like they were shaking that thing up really good. And, like just putting on a show, you know what I mean?
They were not like half-assing it in terms of like putting in the love and care into the drinks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, and yet it was like, somehow nonchalant.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
It was also like,
the one dude that dropped it down on the Game of Thrones throne later.
Yeah.
That's how he was serving the drinks. And I was like laughing just because I'm like, this dude is a fucking artist.
Yeah.
Like, because I asked him at one point, I was like, do you have a shot you suggest that's not the nerds that we already have that we could do? And then he's like, I got you. And then he comes back, he's like, Sonic Blast. And then he pours it, and it's like Sonic Blue, and the taste was so incredible.
It tasted just like a hedgehog.
The urine of a hedgehog.
And then you know what was absolutely fantastic about that bar is in the back, inside of a makeshift turtle van, you got Sarita serving fucking like little mini pizzas.
So creamy. Creamy.
Those little personal pizzas were so fucking good.
Sarita's pies.
Yeah.
Sarita's pie was creamy.
It was pretty fucking amazing. Shout out Sarita. Yeah.
Man.
Not to mention, she like wrote down in her little book, like she made up the pizzas and what they were going to be. I got the Casey Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what you guys got.
Master Shredder.
Oh, you got the Shredder. Okay.
Yeah.
Which had like the Ricotta. So good. Yeah. So much fucking cheese on it. It was so good though.
We played some games. We played Pac-Man. We played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
A full art. Well, I mean, yeah. There were quite a bit of arcade games and they were all free.
Mortal Kombat 4.
Yeah.
Dude. They had like an Instagram photo tub.
you look so cool.
Yeah, the upstairs was all like Barbie Dream House, including the.
We were drinking bathtub. Drinks. Yes, yeah. We're drinking drinks in a Barbie like house.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's so fucking cool.
The bar was badass, actually. Like, it was really fucking cool, and we spent basically the whole night there, and we watched the clientele change like every hour.
Yeah.
Every hour a new group of people came in.
And everybody was having fun.
Yeah, everybody was having fun.
That's the other thing. There was like zero drama to be had in that bar. Like it was like it's like the vibe takes you in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the crazy thing is too, once you've experienced all the decor, you've drank the drinks, you've played the video games. And it's time to go to the bathroom. You walk down a hall. There's all these cool, like neon light kind of things with all these characters. There's Kirby. There's Care Bear. There's all of these different characters.
Rocco, Alf, Pee-wee,
Alf.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get to the bathroom and it's fucking Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah. The bathrooms were Cobra Kai and Barbie, right?
Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank on the left side. Yeah. I wish I could have seen that girl's bathroom.
I know. I did just want to fucking go in there. But
I thought about it.
It was cool. It looked like it would be like the Cobra Kai locker room. Like it was.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just so fucking cool. Like the detail under the bar. There was speakers. There was like boom boxes.
Yeah.
Like, and they were different things. It was like a Simpsons boombox and all that kind of stuff. It's just
the over top of the urinal. There was the skeleton guys from Karate Kid. The guy dressed as skeletons.
Like, that's what you're staring at when you're taking a piss.
Yeah.
It was so intimidating.
But like, that's what I loved about this place is just the detail they put into everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, made it feel like such a great experience that like I want to tell people about it. I want other people to go.
Oh yeah, I was telling everybody at work today, like, you gotta, if you go to Orlando, go to that fucking bar.
Yeah,
I'll definitely go back. Like, it was awesome.
Oh yeah, 100%. So
yeah,
so that was awesome. That was a great time. And then we had so much fun because we thought we would be going back to the hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun when it ended at midnight. We're like, we're not ready to stop.
Yeah.
You know,
we went down to the bar strip that was off and to the left.
Drew and I gave some homeless guy $30.
Yeah.
You guys did give him
$30. He said, "Oh man, I'm gonna buy food or whatever for." I was like, "Fuck it, man, buy drugs."
And I was like, "No, no,
It's like, live your
put that money to a good thing. Dude, just like, buy drugs.
It was kind of off-putting once we got out of like the Church Street area, though, because like just like cops up and down the street, like fully ready.
Oh,
like,
that cops, that whole cop situation.
Dude, the fucking Reno 911 cops all hanging out there on bikes.
Yeah, it was like off-putting to see just a bunch of cops lined up with their fucking AR-15s hanging off their backs and shit. Like, it just, I don't know. It
kind of bike shorts too, though.
Yeah.
It seemed like a lot for a Sunday night at
a drunk in public.
Yeah.
Well, and it just didn't seem like there was much going on.
Yeah,
like,
there wasn't...
I get having police outside and all that kind of stuff, but like, I didn't see anything like getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. So it just didn't make all the sense in the world. So we did go to one bar.
It was like a rock and roll joint.
Yeah.
My goodness. And then, like, I looked around at everybody's shoes and I was like, I bet Wes's shoes would fit in here.
You know what? You know what was
cool about
that? A
bunch of Vans and stuff like that. Like,
you know what's cool about that bar is, like, there were people playing beer pong. And, like, there was, like, these two dudes and they were dominating this, like, couple that was standing next to me. And I said, you know, if you bounce it in, you get two cups, right? And they're like, yeah, but they'll swat it away. And I said, well, that's why one of you throw and the other one bounce right away, throw them off a little bit. And they did that shit. They, like, I gave them that advice and they literally put it into action with their next shot. Dude bounced it right into the fucking cups.
Yeah.
Got two. I was like, I was pretty actually proud of that moment because I
that's
was
awesome.
Like, and they were like, funny, fist bumping me. Yeah.
Well, you were down there talking to them. I told the other guys, like, dude, bounce it in while they're not paying attention. You got this game won. And they didn't do it. And then they came back and I was like, see?
Oh, shit. That shit's so funny.
Yeah.
And then a biker kind of group came in with their jackets and we left.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even blink. I was like, what are you guys? What are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Just because a biker group came in? They were like, probably great guys.
Probably
sweethearts, you know? They just like the rattle of that Harley between their thighs. Yeah.
There was something about just coming
through. The world's largest vibrator.
Dude, there was something about them coming through and walking with a purpose on a mission inside of a bar.
Yeah.
That I didn't feel comfortable with.
I see. I can understand, I guess, yeah.
It was military, like, where, like, they were, like, beelining, like, right past me with, like, stone faces, and I was just, like, Drew kind of, like, looked over at me, and I was like, I'm good, and Drew's like, yeah, I'm good.
But I was just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, you were like, what are you guys doing? Like, all right, let's go to the next spot. Yeah. And we did go to a next spot. We went back. All the way to right next door.
Yeah, I was going to say right next to where we were.
The arcade bar. And we walked up three flights of stairs, which, by the way, at that point, my thighs were already dead. And we walked up three flights of stairs to this, like, upstairs outdoor bar where, without a doubt, it was probably 80% gay.
Oh, 100%. It was 80% gay.
100%. But again, the vibes immaculate.
Yeah, had a lot of fun up there. Yeah,
it's just like I got this like realization after that night that I'm like, I understand why people go to gay bars.
Yeah,
like straight people. Like, I've known some straight people that'll like go to gay bars, and I understand because like there's no like feeling of anything like of uncomfortable. Maybe that's part of it, but like it was such a good vibe.
I never got the feeling like I did when the biker gang walked in, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. The music was great. They were playing like a lot of like they definitely played Bad Bunny. And they were playing some like I don't want to say the wrong thing, but they were definitely playing music in a Spanish language.
Yeah.
Different types of music, because I don't want to say that it was Puerto Rican music, and then it was actually something else. And yeah. I don't want to say it was.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, what would you call it that would offend everybody?
I just don't know. I don't know enough about that.
Andy all of a sudden becomes a Proud Boy.
Drew, you actually have the most experience of the three of us. Like with that, like what was that Puerto Rican music?
I think it was a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay. It was a little bit. Okay.
Just Spanish flavor, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was good.
Very.
And
good.
We were outside, and like it was weird because we were outside listening to Spanish flavor music. I look up. And I've never seen like an American flag look so damn beautiful. There was one way the fuck up on top of a building. The wind was going and it was just flapping while we're listening to Spanish music. And for whatever reason, in that moment, I was like, that's fucking cool. I haven't felt that way in a while.
It was 100%, 80% gay. There were people from all walks of life in there.
Every walk of life.
Yeah. It was like the perfect example of America. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was kind of funny. So
it was a melting pot.
The bartender there, like she was gorgeous. And I had ordered art, like just drinks. And then I ordered some shots. And as she brought over, I got a Corona, did the lime thing, flip it over, bring it back down. When I did, I didn't get my finger out fast enough before it just went and shot everywhere. And it got on the guy next to me and I was like, oh dude, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, don't worry about it. And I said, yeah, sorry. Latinas have this effect on me. And he got a good old chuckle out of that. So, but yeah, we had, it was like one drink, but I think at that time we were ready to.
Yeah, I was fading fast. Yeah. Like once we got up there, I was pretty hammered, and like then we had that other shot and I was like, God damn it, I'm fucked up. And then I still had a beer in my hand trying to finish that before we left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was,
we drank so damn much.
We did drink a lot, yeah. That was
yeah.
And then we got back to the hotel.
Yeah, we're walking around the bottom of the hotel, like the pre-lobby, and I'm just like shouting a bunch of like, AC Hotel, the shit.
I'm hiding, I'm popping my head up, like, you know, we're just, oh God, we're yeah, I mean,
we
yelling.
Said a bunch, we were saying
we go to the wrong elevators.
Yeah. First off, it didn't look like anybody was down there. It looked like it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude was hiding the same way you were hiding.
Yeah.
we walk up finally to the right elevator and there's some fucking guys.
The dude goes, no, yeah, these are the elevators. And we're like, what the fuck? You were here the whole time?
Oh, man. So, yeah. So then we went up to floor 18 to the lobby.
Yeah.
To the second lobby.
the lobby. We were in a lobby. Now we're in the lobby.
And James was just fucking around with the front desk people.
Oh man.
Although you got some good advice that I really want to try.
Yeah, he literally, so Jay, we get back to the room after we get some waters. Yeah. And then James is like, I'm gonna go back down.
I was like, why didn't we get snacks? Like, I'm fucking drunk. I need to soak up some of this alcohol.
Here's the thing. We ate so much that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get snacks.
And, I don't know how yours was, James, but, like, that cheese was heavy as fuck.
That
like,
was the thing. That's yeah, what mine, did me in, too.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't like you guys. Mine was like a pineapple and sausage pizza. Yeah. It was really good, but it wasn't like as thick.
Ours was thick with creamy cheese.
Yeah, like, I think I took a bite of yours. It was really good.
Yeah, but it was like, it was a lot. So James goes down, and then what did the lady tell you to do?
She told me to dip Funyuns in salsa, which, I mean, I don't know why I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty fucking awesome. And then I was even thinking, like, because they make, like, that peach salsa and, like, different kind of, like, sweet-flavored salsas. Yeah. I bet that would be even fucking better.
Yeah.
With the Funyuns, but.
So I'm excited to try the Funyuns and salsa because, like, as soon as you said it, I was like, ooh, that does sound incredible.
That's an elite combination.
Fucking A. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out receptionist or whatever they call a person at a front desk.
I think you got it right, receptionist. That's
concierge.
Right. Oh, concierge, actually, at that place, that's yeah.
Front desk,
correct.
Front desk lady.
Yeah.
You know?
FDL.
FDL.
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah,
Ronnie. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Ronnie.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're ever in the area, go see Ronnie on the 18th floor of the fucking AC hotel. Yeah.
You're gonna have to definitely have a key card to get to Ronnie.
Yes. Yeah. You will need to rent a room.
Yep. So then we were loud as fuck, just farting for a while, and literally.
Yeah.
And then hit bedtime, and that was the
weekend. The yeah. weekend yeah, was.
Fuck, man. Awesome. I feel like we did a whole, like, almost like, why did we ever meet, like, style.
Yeah.
Go today.
Dude, it was one day in Orlando, and we accomplished all of that.
So much.
That was pretty fucking good.
That was a great, great night. Yeah. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that it only lasted, what was it, like,
8 hours?
8 hours? Yeah,
we got there like four to midnight.
How did we do that fucking much in 8 hours?
I know, man. Yeah.
We ate so much, drank so much, watched a full basketball game, walked to three different bars.
Yeah.
I was eating and drinking the whole basketball game too, so like I was already...
Yeah.
I already had a nice base by the time we got to that bar.
Yeah, speaking of, I think I left my Kit Kat in the fridge.
Oh shit. I threw my Snickers away.
Yeah.
I ate my Kit Kat during the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And of course, in true Andy fashion, I forgot something.
Yeah. Your hoodie.
Yeah, Drew's got it for you.
Yeah. But all in all, a fucking amazing, amazing night, amazing time.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Hell yeah.
So I wanna wild give you a draft. Too.
Let's do it again next year.
Yeah.
Hey.
Another Magic game. I want to go to a Magic game every year now for the rest of my life. That's my goal.
Okay. I like that.
One a year for the rest of my life.
That's attainable too, because it's only like one a year.
Yeah.
And it's cheap.
And then like, try to knock off every team too. So you can say you've seen every.
Yeah.
How many teams are in the NBA?
30.
30 teams.
So I've seen the Lakers and I've seen
it'll
the
probably
Nets.
Be 32 by the time though, you know.
Yeah.
James has to catch all 30.
But I actually saw the Miami Heat too, like way back in the day. So
you got three down. You got three teams down.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they were playing the Nets when I went and saw them in 1992 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. So that's three, right? Yeah. So I'm right. Three.
Yeah. I've seen three teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck, man. Hey, the best part of the whole trip was it was with you guys. You know?
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, bitch.
Well, that's our show. Tune in next week for another episode of The Draft Podcast. Bye-bye.